Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Yukon Quest has announced the team of officials who will preside over the 2019 race. A release from the Quest says Doug Harris is returning as race marshal, while Dr. Nina Hansen is back for a fifth straight year as head veterinarian. Brianna McKay will be race manager, stepping up after 3 years as assistant manager. The new assistant will be Heather Scannell, who has run the Two Rivers Checkpoint for the past 3 years. The Fairbanks North Star Borough has completed an energy efficiency project at its central recycling facility. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the replacement of fluorescent lights with LEDs is one of several efficiency efforts estimated to save taxpayers nearly $1 million over coming years.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. The old bumper sticker saying is meant to emphasize the importance of reducing the use of materials and, when possible, reusing them before taking them to be recycled. Borough Recycling Manager Sean Huntington likes to say that's how the program should be run. And it's one of the reasons why he's excited about the work done Monday at the Central Recycling Facility.
I think it's a great thing because the building is old. They have those long 8-foot fluorescent tubes that are very non-energy efficient, so the new LEDs will pay for themselves within the next 2 years.
Borough Energy Management Engineer Ben Leffler says the LED tubes, known as T12s, won't require new fixtures because they'll fit the old ones, so they'll be reused. And the little box-like components called ballasts that energize fluorescent tubes will be removed from the fixtures because he says the LEDs come with their own energizing component.
The LED driver is built into the lamp, so we bypass the ballast in the fixture and install a lamp that looks almost identical to a fluorescent lamp, but it's LED and it's significantly more efficient.
That's the reduced part of the project in that the LEDs require less gadgetry to install and operate.
The tubes go, the ballast go, the fixture stays. And that's what really makes it economical, is you're not manufacturing a whole new fixture.
The LEDs last up to 3 times longer than fluorescents, so they'll reduce maintenance costs. And because the new lights are more efficient, they'll also greatly reduce electricity costs. All in all, Huntington is impressed with the technology, and he recommends it.
Your old fluorescent tubes in your garage or within your living area of your house, LED is the way to go.
Leffler says he was surprised at how much the price of LEDs have fallen over the past couple of years due to demand and the resulting economies of scale.
2 years ago, I went in front of the assembly and told them fluorescent LED doesn't make economic sense. We're going to keep running fluorescents. And in 2 years, the numbers have changed. The efficiency has gone up and the cost has gone down.
The LED switch out at the Central Recycling Facility is one of many energy conserving projects the borough's undertaken this year at a cost of about $370,000. Leffler says he expects that'll save taxpayers more than $92,000 in energy and maintenance costs annually and about $1 million total over the lifetime of the energy efficient equipment that's installed. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Adding insulation to your home helps reduce heat loss, but if it's not installed correctly, it can also cause formation of mold. The Alaska Energy Desk's Ravenna Koenig reports.
At the Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks, engineer Robin Garber Slatt leads the way to a shipping container in a stand of black spruce. Inside are heaters, pipes, a humidifier, and a huge humming fan, which are mimicking the conditions you might find in a house with high humidity.
It's very sciencey. That's the way we describe it.
The walls of the container have been divided into 9 sections, with different types and thicknesses of insulation behind them. Each wall also contains wires with sensors that pick up temperature, moisture content, and other data.
And all of those wires go back to our central station where we're recording everything.
There is a problem that the Cold Climate Housing Research Center is trying to solve with these wired up walls, and it has to do with moisture and money. When people want to bring down their heating bill in Fairbanks, they sometimes put more insulation on the outside of their house. And since foam insulation is expensive, they'll often opt for something like 2 inches.
Every summer, driving through Fairbanks, I will see somebody adding this kind of retrofit to their home.
Here's the issue with that. Every home has moisture in the air. It's created by breathing, cooking, showering, and that moisture can find its way into the walls through various leaks. In a poorly insulated house with no foam on the outside, that moisture can condense inside the walls, freeze, and then evaporate to the outside of the house when summer rolls around, at least in a dry climate like Fairbanks. But with something like 2 inches of foam, the inside of the walls will likely be cold enough for the air moisture to condense into water but not so cold that it freezes. And when summer comes, the foam can act like a barrier and prevent the water from evaporating out. Those are ripe conditions for mold, says Garber Slatt. The test wall is evidence. In one winter, she says,
this wall that had 2 inches of beadboard on the outside of it grew mold. I mean, there's black mold on the backside of this wall.
The problem can be solved by adding enough insulation that the air in the walls stays close to the temperature of the air in the house. That standard will be different in different climate zones. But in a place as cold as Fairbanks, it can be something like 6 inches of foam, which is really expensive. The Cold Climate Housing Research Center hopes this experiment will help them come up with a cheaper option. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.
And I'm Dan Bross.